businesses owned by minorities historically have had trouble finding investors. But a new study suggests that venture capitalists who do invest can make substantial profits. NPR's Laura Seidel reports.
Back in the 1980s, Amador Bustos worked as a sales manager for various radio stations in the San Francisco Bay Area. But his dream was to run a station of his own. In 1992, he tried to purchase one in Sacramento, but like many minorities, he had a hard time getting a bank loan. Then a friend gave him an idea, venture capital.
The person that I was trying to buy the stations from was the one who introduced me because he thought that my business plan was very sound, and so he is the one that made the introduction to the venture capital folks.
Bustos was able to tap into a handful of venture capital firms that specialize in funding minority businesses. With an initial investment of $3 million, Bustos purchased three stations around the Sacramento area. Within a year, his company, Z Spanish Media, was making a profit. Eventually, Bustos purchased some 30 stations that produced syndicated programming for 40 more popular music Spanish language radio stations.
Una de las viejitas de los grandes años del rock. A ver si te acuerdas de estas. Son los Abson.
Bustos was a great success story for the minority venture capital firms that supported him. Z Spanish Media was estimated to be worth $475 million in the year 2000 when it merged with the much larger Entrevision Communications. Bustos' success was by no means an exception for minority venture capitalists, says Bill Bradford, a professor of finance at the University of Washington in Seattle.
These funds do just about as well, and in some respects better, than the majority-focused venture capital funds.
Bradford is co-author of a study on minority venture capital firms, financed by the Kauffman Foundation, which also supports NPR. He says minority-oriented firms made profits in nearly 55% of their investments, the same return as more mainstream funds. He says in the last decade, the number of minority-oriented venture capital funds has grown.
And when we looked around, we found that there were over 50 venture capital funds that focused on minority businesses. Well, one of the issues then becomes, how well have they done? Do they make an impact?
One impact of the success of minority venture capital firms is to attract more mainstream investors. In the last 5 years, Bank of America has put twice as much venture capital into minority communities as in the previous two decades, says Ed Powers. Powers manages venture capital funds at the bank that target women and minorities. He says the bank is investing heavily in California, where the demographic is increasingly dominated by ethnic groups.
For us to grow as an institution, we've got to grow and change with the market. And we invest in these private equity funds because this is one way for us to touch these underserved markets. And as you can see, it's a financially viable way for us to do it, and it's a way for us to touch these really high-growth markets.
According to the National Association of Investment Companies, a consortium of minority-oriented venture capital funds, between the year 2000 and 2003, the amount of private capital put into minority businesses almost doubled, from $2 billion to nearly $4 billion. Still, that's only a tiny fraction of all venture capital, and it remains hard for many minority entrepreneurs to get in the door, says businessman Amador Bustos. He says many minorities simply lack connections to venture capital firms.
They are out there looking for business plans and business projects, but at the same time, nothing will get you into the door as well as a good referral from someone who has been a producer for a venture capital firm.
But Bustos thinks as venture capitalists continue to have success, it's likely to create a better network of connections within minority communities. Laura Seidel, NPR News, San Francisco.